الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه كما يحب ربنا ويرضاه. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله والسلام عليه. أما بعد، قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى: فالكلام الخصومة والجدال والمراء محدث يقدح الشك في القلب وإن أصاب صاحب الحق والسنة. الإمام البربهاري رحمه الله تعالى يسأل رحمه الله: speculative rhetoric, argumentation in the manner of the people of Kalam, debating and disputing, are innovations which throw doubt into the heart, even if the person reaches the truth and the sunnah. So al-Barbahari, he said, rahimahullah, فَالْكَلَامُ speculative rhetoric وَالْخُصُومَةُ argumentation in the fashion of the people of Kalam, وَالْجِدَالُ debating, وَالْمِرَاءُ disputing, مُحْدَثٌ are innovations, يَقْدَحُ الشَّكْ فِي الْقَلْبِ which throw doubt in the heart, وَإِنْ أَصَابَ صَاحِبُ الْحَقُ وَالسُّنَّةِ even if the person reaches the truth and the sunnah. What does this mean? الشرح الشيخ العلامة ربيع بن هادي المدخلي سيد الكلام والخصومة والجدال التي يراد بها رد الحق وإعلاء الباطل والضلال وهذه أمور محدثة مبتدعة. He said speculative rhetoric, argumentation and debating which are intended to reject the truth and promote falsehood and misguidance are all newly invented innovations. وأنشأ لها أهل الباطل وأنشأ لها أهل الباطل علم الكلام الذي حرمه السلف بالإجماع. And the people of falsehood formulated speculative rhetoric which the Salaf unanimously declared to be forbidden. And brothers and sisters, in order for us to be upon what is correct, then no doubt we have to abandon argumentation لقصد العلو, where people argue to make themselves appear to be superior to others, or where the individual قصده, his intention is انتصار النفس, just to make himself right. An individual should stay away from these type of things. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, he said, Al-mira'u fil ilm yuqsi al-qalb. Arguing for the sake of arguing, as it pertains to knowledge, it hardens the heart. Al-mira'u, so arguing, ala tariqati al-mutakallimin, يُقْسِ الْقَلْبِ it hardens the heart. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ وَيُورِثَ الدَّغَائِنِ and it causes malice and rancor. And that is why you find, كما قلنا سابقا, those individuals that they just go on the internet and debate just for the sake of debating. Just for the sake of debating, you find that those individuals, they fit this description that is mentioned by Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah. Likewise, Al-Imam al-Awza'i, what is the name of Awza'i? Mentioned it nearly twice. Abd al-Rahman ibn Amr. Al-Awza'i, Al-Imam al-Awza'i, he said, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ شَرَّ if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants evil for a people, ألزمهم الجدل. He gives them argumentation. He gives them argumentation which they always indulge in. إذا أراد الله بقوم شرا, if Allah عز وجل wants evil for a people, ألزمهم الجدل. He gives them argumentation, and that's all they do is argue. ومنعهم العمل, and he prevents them from action. Allah protect us from that. Look, imagine someone just debating, يجادل بغير هدى, he argues without any knowledge, and likewise he's prevented from acting. He doesn't act. والعياذ بالله. فالكلام والخصوم والجدال والمراء محدث. البربهاري, he said. And the people of falsehood, they introduced ilm al-kalam, meaning rhetoric, speculative reasoning. No ilm, just principles that they invented from themselves. These individuals, they invented these things from their own selves, the people of falsehood innovation. And Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he said about that, لَأَنْ أَلْقَى اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ ذَنْبٍ مَا عَدَ الشِّرْكِ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ أَلْقَاهُ بِعِلْمِ الْكَلَامِ. He said that I meet Allah with every sin, with the exception of shirk, is more beloved to me than to meet Allah Azza wa Jal, than to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ilm al-kalam, speculative reasoning, these invented principles based on rhetoric. وَقَالَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ, and he said about these people, the people of innovation that do this, people that they just talk about the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, without knowledge, without huda, بِغَيْرِ huda, without any proof from the Qur'an or the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but based upon opinions that they have formulated and made up themselves. الشافعي, he said, حُكْمِي فِي أَهْلِ الْكَلَامِ أَنْ يُضْرَبُوا بِالْجَرِيدِ وَالنِّعَالِ. He said, my judgment concerning them, these people, is that they should be beaten with date palm branches and with sandals, وَيُطَافُ بِهِمْ فِي الْعَشَائِرِ وَالْقَبَائِلِ, and they should be paraded in front of the tribes and the clans. يُقَالُ هَذَا جَزَاءُ وَيُقَالُ هَذَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ تَعَاطَ عِلْمَ الْكَلَامِ. And then it is to be informed to the people, this is the recompense for those people who indulge in speculative rhetoric and reasoning, talking about the religion with principles that have been invented by men, nam, in order to turn away from the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أو كما قال. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said about this type of people, people that just speak about the religion with things that they have invented, principles and rhetoric that they have invented from their own selves. Allah Azza wa Jalla says subhanahu wa ta'ala about them and those like them, وَجَادَلُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِدُوا بِهِ الْحَقِّ, and they debated and they disputed by means of falsehood to reject the truth. فَأَخَذْتُهُمْ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عِقَابٌ. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said, and I punished them with a severe torment, and how terrible was my punishment. Naam, look at the punishment, the recompense for those individuals. They argue, they debate to reject the haqq, the truth. They debate and they argue in order to reject the truth. In order to reject the truth. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla said subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَلَا هُدَى وَلَا كِتَابٍ مُنِيرٍ. And among mankind, there are those who dispute about Allah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Among mankind, there are those who dispute and they argue about Allah without any knowledge. بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَلَا هُدًى وَلَا كِتَابٍ مُنِيرٍ. نعم. Without knowledge, without guidance, and without a book that gives them any light. Arguing and debating, no doubt, بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ is madhmum. Arguing without knowledge is dispraiseworthy. And how many people fall into that? They argue without ilm. They debate without knowledge. مَا عِنْدُهُمَ الْقُدْرَةِ. They don't have the ability, but they want to debate. They want to argue. They want to go on internet forums. And they want to engage in debates, and they don't have the basic understanding of the religion of Islam, the fundamentals, the usul of the deen of Islam. That type of argumentation, no doubt, is madhmum, is dispraiseworthy. However, wal jidal idha kana li bayan al haqq. If somebody has the ability, if somebody, alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed them with knowledge, and they have understanding, is it allowed for them to argue? Yes, in certain situations. And when we say argue, what is the meaning of al-jidal? The meaning of al-jidal, al-mujadala, as mentioned by An-Nawwi rahimahullah, muqabalatul hujja bi hujja. It is to respond to a proof with a proof. That is the meaning when we talk about here, in this context, argumentation. When someone gives you a proof, you respond with a proof. If somebody has knowledge, they have ilm of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they're able to respond to that which is incorrect, Shaykh Rabi, he said, al-jidal idha kana li bayan al-haq wa dhahd al-batil bil hujaj wal barahin wa kana bil hikma wal maw'idati al hasana fa hadha haqq wa amru mashru'. Argumentation, if it is to clarify the truth and refute falsehood with proofs and evidences, and it is done with wisdom and good admonition, then this is allowed and this is something that is legislated. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن. Call to the way of your Lord with wisdom and good admonition. Naam, give da'wah with wisdom, hikmah. What was the definition of hikmah that we mentioned from Ibn al-Qayyim, Muhammad? Abdul Malik, what was the definition of wisdom? Ahsant. Naam, فعل ما ينبغي, to do the right thing. في الوقت الذي ينبغي, at the right time, على الوجه الذي ينبغي, in the right way. Mentioned that numerous times as well. Naam. So if argumentation is done with by somebody who has knowledge, and it's done to clarify the truth, meaning you respond to somebody, provide some evidence to support falsehood, and you give evidence to give victory to the truth, and it's based upon proofs and evidences, in light of the Qur'an and the Sunnah, with the understanding of the Salaf, and you do it with wisdom and good admonition, then this is something that is allowed and legislated. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ, and argue with them in the best way. In the best way. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not debate with the people of the book. لَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ, unless you do it in the best way. Here it's clear. To argue with them in the best way is allowed. However, the individual has to have ilm. He has to base upon Quran and Sunnah. Naam. And also, but is it in the absolute sense? Is it okay to go back and forth? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ, except for those who are oppressive and transgress. What does that mean? Who can tell me? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ, do not debate the people of the book, إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ, unless you do it in the best way. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ, except for those who have transgressed from amongst them. What does that mean? نعم, أحسنت. Al-Imam al-Sa'di, he said, explaining this verse, in Surah Al-Ankabut, he said, وَيَنْهَى تَعَالَى عَنْ مُجَادَلَةِ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِذَا كَانَتْ مِنْ غَيْرِ بَصِيرًا. Allah prohibits debating with the people of the book if somebody does it without knowledge. So if you don't have knowledge, don't open yourself up for argumentation. Because كَيْفَ تُرُدْ, how are you going to respond? Somebody gives you an argument, كَيْفَ تُرُدْ, if you don't have ilm of the kitab and the sunnah, what are you going to respond with? Naam, if you don't have knowledge, don't put yourself in that predicament. If you have knowledge, so Allah Azza wa Jalla prohibits debating with the people of the book, إِذَا كَانَتْ مِنْ غَيْرِ بَصِيرًا, if it is done without knowledge. Don't debate with anyone if you don't have knowledge. الْعِلْمُ قَبْلُ الْقَوْلِ وَالْعَمَلِ, هَذِي قَائِدَ عَامَةً, that's a general principle. Knowledge comes before speech and action. So why would you put yourself in that predicament? طيب, إِذَا كَانَتْ مِنْ غَيْرِ بَصِيرًا مِنَ الْمُجَادِلِ. So Allah Azza wa Jalla prohibits argumentation if the one who is arguing, he doesn't have knowledge. أو بغير قاعدة مرضية, or if he utilizes principles that are not correct, that are erroneous. Now, you don't debate with philosophy, falsafa, just arguing with pure falsafa, and you don't have knowledge of the fundamentals of the deen. Or you do not debate using the qawa'id, the principles of the people of bid'ah, like you see some people doing. Naam, and they make akhta fahisha because of that. When Allah said, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ, so Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, do not debate the people of the book, إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنٍ, except in the best way, by somebody who has knowledge, somebody who has the ability, نعم, with proofs and evidences, with wisdom. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ, except those who have transgressed the boundaries, those who are oppressive. As Sa'di said, بِأَنْ ظَهَرَ مِنْ قَصْدِهِ وَحَالِهِ أَنُّهُ لَا إِرَادَةَ لَهُ فِي الْحَقِّ وَإِنَّمَا يُجَادِلُ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْمُشَاغَبَةِ وَالْمُغَالَبَةِ فَهَذَا لَا فَائِدَةَ فِي جِدَالِهِ. He said, if it becomes apparent from an individual that they don't have any intention, they don't worry about accepting the truth. Their intention is that they do not want the truth. Naam, they only want to argue so that they can show that they could overcome you and defeat you. That type of person, there is no benefit debating them. That type of person, there is no benefit debating them. How the sinf, la fa'idata fi jidalihi. So Shaykh Rabi, he said, وَإِذَا كَانَ الْجِدَالَ عَلَى هَذَا الْوَجْهِ فَهُوَ أَمْرٌ مَطْلُوبٌ. If argumentation occurs in this fashion, meaning with ilm, based upon proofs and evidences, now with wisdom, with al-mu'idat al-hasana, like we see from the prophets and the messengers, and those who walked upon their path, then this is something that is desired and favorable. لَأَنُّهُ قَدْ يَرُدُّ اللَّهُ بِهِ شَرًّا عَنِ النَّاسِ. Because it is possible that through this type of argumentation, Allah Azza wa Jal may repel evil from the people. وَقَدْ يَهْدِ بِهِ مَنْ أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا. And it may be a reason for someone whom Allah wants good for to be guided. But again, with what we mentioned, somebody has to have knowledge, with proofs and evidences, with wisdom, and in the best fashion. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَوَاللَّهِ لِأَنْ يُهْدَى بِكَ رَجُلٌ وَاحِدٌ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمْرِ النَّعَمِ. But wallahi, by Allah, that Allah Azza wa Jal guides through you one person is better than the red camel, meaning the most precious and the most valuable of wealth. It is better than the most desired of wealth. Brothers and sisters, there are certain types of people that the ulama, they mention, are not to be debated with. As-safi, the fool. As-safi, the fool, you don't debate with the fool, no matter what. As Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in the Quran, وَأَعْرِدْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Turn away from the ignorant. Turn away from the foolish. You don't debate the fool. You do not debate the fool, the safi. Likewise, the mubtadi', the innovator. The innovator is not to be debated with. Why did the scholars mention that? The ulama of al-Islam, they mention that because they say غالباً, the majority of the times, the person of innovation, he only wants to argue and make himself appear right and to defend his falsehood. So one of the types of people that is not to be debated is the safi, the foolish individual. Likewise, the mubtadi', the innovator. And that is why, brothers and sisters, when you see people now, what is popular in our time, where people, they go on the satellite channels and they debate publicly, you don't find any of the senior ulama doing that. You don't see any of the kibar ul-ulama doing that. Name one of the kibar ul-ulama, the major senior scholars that does that. Goes on television and starts debating with people, public, live on air. Because many of the times, the people that do that, they only want shuhara to be famous and they want to make themselves appear to be knowledgeable and so on and so forth. And I'll just, inshallah, with regards to the innovator, then I'll mention the statement of Abu Ismail al-Sabuni, inshallah, min a'immati salaf. He said, يُبَغِدُونَ أَهْلِ الْبِدَعَ الَّذِينَ أَحْدَثُوا فِي الدِّينِ مَا لَيْسَ مِنْ لَا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ. The people of the sunnah, a'immat al-sunnah, a'immat al-hadith, ahl al-sunnah, they despise the people of innovation who innovated into the religion of Allah Azza wa Jalla that which is not from it. They do not love them, وَلَا يَسْحَبُونَهُمْ. They do not befriend them, وَلَا يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامُهُمْ. They do not listen to their speech, وَلَا يُجَالِسُونَهُمْ. They do not sit with them, وَلَا يُجَادِلُونَهُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَلَا يُنَاظِرُونَهُمْ. They do not argue with them about the religion, nor do they debate them. وَيَرَوْنَ صَوْنَ آذَانِهِمْ أَنْ سَمَاعِ أَبَاطِيلِهِمْ الَّتِي إِذَا مَرَّتْ بِالْآذَانِ وَقَرَتْ فِي الْقُلُوبِ. And the Ahl al-Sunnah, the Imams of the religion, they held that people should guard their ears from listening to the falsehood of the people of innovation. Because it's possible, if it falls upon the ears, then maybe it may penetrate the hearts. And if it falls upon the ears, it may harm the hearts by bringing to the heart all types of whisperings and false thoughts and ideas. مَا جَرَّتْ وَفِيهِ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And about this, Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed the verse, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُوضُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا فَأَعْرِدْ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ. If you see people disputing and arguing about the ayat, our signs, then turn away from them until they talk about something else. Why did the ulama of the salaf, they have this position? Because they said that with the people of innovation, the majority of the times, it is not expected that they're going to leave their falsehood and return to the truth. And that is why we find the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَذَكِّرْ, remind one another, فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind one another, for verily the reminder, it benefits the believers. Allah Azza wa Jalla says likewise, فَذَكِّرْ إِن نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَ. Remind one another if the reminder is beneficial. Sa'di said, مفهوم الآية, the understanding from this verse, أَنَّهُ إِذَا لَمْ تَنْفَعَ الذِّكْرَ بِأَنْ كَانَ التَّذْكِيرِ يَزِيد فِي الشَّرْءُ يُنْقَسْ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ لَمْ تَكُنْ مَأْمُورًا بِهَا. He said if the reminder doesn't benefit, then it's not something that is commanded with. If it causes more evil, if it replenishes some good, then no doubt it's not something that is commanded with. Likewise, the ulama of the Salaf, they recognize from their experience with dealing with the people of innovation that they just want to debate and argue for the sake of debating and arguing. لِتَقْرِيرِ بِدْعَتِهِمْ, to establish their falsehood and their innovation. And that's why Ash-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he said, مَا نَظَرْتُ أَحَدًا عَلِمْتُ أَنَّهُ مُقِيمَ عَلَى بِدْعَةٍ. He said, I never debated with anyone who I knew he was somebody that was persistent and firm upon his innovation. He said, I never debated with anyone. مَا نَظَرْتُ أَحَدًا عَلِمْتُ أَنَّهُ مُقِيمَ لَبِدْعًا. That I knew he was firm upon his innovation. That's why, brothers and sisters, going from masjid to masjid just to argue with people, لا ينفع. That's not the way of Ahl Sunnah. Just going around debating and arguing with people and talking with people and going to different places just to quarrel, that's not من طريقتنا. Our way is what? Sitting and learning. Sitting, learning the book of Allah, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the understanding of the Sahaba. Naam, if you hear, now, if you have the ability, عندك القدرة, if Allah Azza wa Jal وفقك, grants you tawfiq to have knowledge of Quran, Sunnah, with understanding of the Salaf, and you hear falsehood, now you respond to it with proofs and evidences. As for going from place to place, تجادل وتناقش وتناظر, and you're just همك بس المناظرة والمجادلة, and your sole goal is to debate and argue, look how then people end up, والعياذ بالله. لا تحمد عقباهم. The end result you find is not praiseworthy, those type of people. Sheikh Rabi said, لكن إذا امتد الجدال إلى المراء وتمادى الخصم في الباطل والعناد فحينئذ يشرع ترك الجدال والمراء. The Sheikh said, if somebody has knowledge and they do it with Quran and Sunnah and they do it with wisdom and they do it in the best fashion, if this develops into quarreling and the person, the one who is in opposition to the truth, he is stubborn and resolute on his falsehood, then at that time it is legislated to abandon and leave off argumentation. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, أَنَا الزَّعِيمْ بِبَيْتٍ فِي رَبَدِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْمِرَاءَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُحِقَّ. The Prophet ﷺ said, I guarantee a house on the outskirts of paradise for the one who abandons argumentation, quarreling, for the sake of quarreling, even if he is right. Even if he's right. So even if you're right, but it's just, you see that the person is just arguing with you for the sake of arguing, da'hu, leave it. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, أَنَا زَعِيمًا بِبَيْتٍ فِي رَبَدِ الْجَنَّةِ. I guarantee that individual a house on the outskirts of Jannah for the one who abandons argumentation, even if he is right. وَبِبَيْتٍ فِي وَسَطِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْكَذِبِ وَلَوْ كَانَ مَازِحًا. And he said, I guarantee a house in the best part of paradise for the one who abandons lying, even if he's joking. Nah, we don't. A person doesn't lie to make people laugh. Person doesn't lie to make people laugh. La yajuz. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wa bi baytin fi wasat al-jannah liman taraka al-kadhib." ولو كان مازحا. For the one, I guarantee a house in paradise, in the best part of Jannah, for the one who abandons lying, even if he's joking. وَبِبَيْتٍ فِي أَعْلَى الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ حَسَّنَ خُلُقَهُ. And he said, I guarantee a house in paradise for the one who perfects his character. Allahu Akbar. The one who perfects his character. So naam, I guarantee the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, a house in the highest part of paradise for the one who perfects his character. For the one who perfects his character. وَعَلَى كُلِّ حَالٍ, the Shaykh, he said, whatever the case may be, فَالْجِدَالِ إِذَا كَانَ الْمَرْءُ صَاحِبْ حَقٍ وَكَانَ يُرِيدُ بِذَلِكَ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ وَإِذْهَارَ الْحَقِّ وَكَانَ عَلَى مُقْتَدَى الْآيَتَيْنَ الْمَذْكُورَتَيْنَ وَمَا فِي مَعْنَاهُمَا فَإِنَّهُ يَكُونُ أَمْرًا مَشْرُوعًا. The Shaykh said, whatever the case may be, argumentation, if it is by somebody who is upon the truth, and he seeks the face of Allah Azza wa Jal, and if somebody has knowledge, no doubt, and he wants to make the truth apparent by it, and it's in accordance to the two verses that we heard, with what was mentioned in those verses in the Qur'an, and that which has a similar meanings, then this is something that is legislated and commanded with. With a kana li hubbil ulu, if somebody does it because they want to be raised above the people, or they want fame, or the like of this, then it is dispraiseworthy, and the person that does this is sinful. And the brother, he said, with regards to what we're talking about, alhamdulillah, on the weekends, the brothers, alhamdulillah, they have a da'wah table that they go downtown, and they have a da'wah table where they give da'wah to the non-Muslims, and even some Muslims who may have some misunderstandings. Any of the brothers who have the ability, firstly, if you have ilm, don't just put yourself forward. If you don't know if you're suitable, ask your teacher, do you see that I'm fit to do it? Barakallahu feekum. And alhamdulillah, that form of da'wah is very important, especially in this time. Removing the doubts surrounding the deen of al-Islam, which has been caused by the khawarij of this era, the like of Da'ish, Boko Haram and Qa'id and other devious groups, this form of da'wah is very important. This form of da'wah is very important, alhamdulillah. Naam. Subhanallah. Ana al-waqt al-adhan. Allahu Akbar. The next point, al-Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah ta'ala, goes on to say, وَعَلَمْ رَحِمَكُ اللَّهِ. Know may Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy upon you. أَنَّ الْكَلَامِ فِي الرَّبِّ تَعَالَ مُحْدَثِ. Know may Allah have mercy upon you that speculative speech about the Lord, about Allah Azza wa Jalla, is something that is innovated. Speaking based upon rhetoric, based upon the thoughts of men, without any dalil, talking about Allah Azza wa Jalla in this fashion is innovated. It's an innovation. وَهُوَ بِدَعَةٌ وَضَلَالٌ. It's misguidance. لَا يُتَكَلَّمْ فِي الرَّبِّ إِلَّا بِمَا وَسَفَ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ. No one should speak about the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except with what He has described Himself. Except with what He has described Himself with, عَزَّ وَجَلْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ, in the book of Allah عَزَّ وَجَلْ. وَمَا بَيَّنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِأَصْحَابِهِ. And what the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم explained to His companions. فَهُوَ جَلَّ ثَنَاءُ وَاحِدٌ. For verily, He, the Majestic Allah, is one. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is nothing like Him, and He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. Brothers and sisters, that one verse, that alhamdulillah, al-Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah ta'ala mentions, is a refutation upon the mushabbiha and the mu'attila. And I've mentioned this before, who can explain it? Al-Imam al-Barbahari established, he said, أَنَّ الْكَلَامِ فِي الرَّبِّ muhdath, talking about Allah just based upon kalam, rhetoric, speculative reasoning, without any adilla, no Qur'an, no sunnah, is an innovation, misguidance. You're going to go far, far astray. When we talk about Allah, he said, وَلَا يُتَكَلَّمْ فِي الرَّبِّ. We only talk about Allah, إِلَّا بِمَا وَصَفَ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ. We only talk about our Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal, with what He described Himself within the Qur'an. Alhamdulillah. Look how beautiful Islam is. In opposition to the other religions. The other religions, they say all types of things about Allah Azza wa Jal. They say He slept, wal-iyadu billah, He rested. They say Allah Azza wa Jal, He rested. They ascribe deficiency to Allah Azza wa Jal. Some of them say, wal-iyadu billah, that He's a man. Ta'ala Allah amma yaqulun, uluwan kabira. Allah Azza wa Jal is far above what they say about Him. Some of them say that He became a man and He was overcome by the shaitan. Ghalaba wa shaitan. What type of belief is that? As for the Muslims, alhamdulillah, we're free from that. Why?
Because we know, من الأساس من البداية, from the beginning, لا يتكلم في الرب إلا بما وصف به نفسه. We only say about Allah what he said about himself, how he described himself subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described Allah azza wa jalla and explained this to his companions. That's only what we say about Allah azza wa jalla. Because imagine the danger if everyone, every person started talking about Allah according to their logic. Imagine how much filth they would bring. Every person, they think in a different way. Every person, they have different ideas. متوكل تفضل.
The first part negates similitudes.
نعم, ليس كمثله شيء. الإمام السعدي said, هذه الآية ونحوها دليل لمذهب أهل السنة والجماعة. This verse and those verses similar to it, هذه الآية ونحوها is a proof for the position of Ahl al-Sunnah as it pertains to the names and the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. Brothers and sisters, it's simple, alhamdulillah. Islam is easy. It's not rocket science. Islam is sahal. This verse establishes our approach to the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. Firstly, min ithbat al-sifat. We affirm whatever attributes Allah affirmed for himself or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam affirmed for him in the authentic sunnah. Hadha awwalan. وَنَفْيُ مُمَاثَلَةِ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ. And we negate any resemblance between Allah and the creation. There's nothing like Allah. Don't make any resemblance, even in your mind, between Allah and the creation. Don't make any resemblance. There's no resemblance. So look, firstly, Ahl al-Sunnah, we affirm the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala found in the Quran and the Sunnah. Naam, so Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, هذه الآية ونحوها, this verse and those verses similar to it, is a proof of the position of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah in affirming the attributes of Allah and negating any resemblance between Allah and the creation. وَفِيهَا الرَّدْ عَلَى الْمُشَبِّهَا. And in this verse is a refutation upon those who resemble Allah to the creation, and this is found in the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There's nothing like him. That's a refutation of those who resemble Allah to the creation. And that's Surah Ash-Shura, verse 11. وَعَلَى الْمُعَطِّلَ. Those people that negate the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, the refutation is the saying of Allah, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. And He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. The all-hearing, the all-seeing. Because from the attributes of Allah is seeing and hearing. إِنْتَهَا كَلَامُهُ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. So Shaykh al-Fawzani said, أي الكلام في ذات الرب سبحانه وتعالى وفي أسمائه وصفاته أمر محدث. Talking about the self of our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about His names and His attributes, is something that is innovated. أحدثه أهل الضلال It was innovated by the people of misguidance, الَّذِينَ لَا يُسَلِّمُونَ لِلنُّصُوصِ, who do not submit to the text of the Qur'an and the Sunnah. They think that their intellects are superior to the texts. وَلَيْسَ عِنْدَهُمْ خَشَّ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, they do not have any fear of Allah. فَهُمْ يَتَكَلَّمُونَ فِي ذَاتِ الرَّبِّ وَيَتَكَلَّمُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ. So they talk about Allah Azza wa Jal, Himself, and they talk about the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَيَجْحَدُونَ وَيَنْفُونَ مَا أَثْبَتَهُ اللَّهُ لِنَفْسِهِ, and they reject and they deny what Allah affirmed for Himself, or what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam affirmed for Allah Azza wa Jal. وَيَأْتُونَ مِنْ عِنْدِهِمْ بِآرَاءٍ, they come with opinions from their own selves. وَيَقُولُونَ, and they say, هَذِهِ هِيَ الصَّوَابُ, this is correct. يَتَكَلَّمُونَ فِي تَفْسِيرِ النُّصُوصِ بِغَيْرِ تَفْسِيرِهَا, and they distort the true meanings of the texts. أَمْ أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا نَفْهَمُهَا نُفَوِّضُهَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسِيرُ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ وَكَلَامُ رَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الْكَلَامِ الْأَعْجَمِ الَّذِي لَا يَفْهَمُهُ الْعَرَبُ. Or they say, we don't know what it means, so we entrust the meaning to Allah. Ikhwan, what's wrong with that? Let me see if there's any brothers, alhamdulillah, who are, one, firstly, awake, they're not sleeping. Secondly, alhamdulillah, if they understand the difference between the belief of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, and the Mufawwidah. So Sheikh Al-Fawzani said, in opposition to the people of innovation, because some of the people of innovation, they say, we don't understand these texts. We entrust their meaning to Allah. But what's the error in that? When they say, نَحْنُ نُفَوِّضَ الْمَعْنَى إِلَى اللَّهِ, we entrust the meaning. We don't understand what these things mean. We don't understand it. الرَّحْمَانُ عَلَى الْأَرْشِ اسْتَوَى, the most mercifully اسْتَوَى above the arsh. They say, we don't know what that means. We entrust the meaning to Allah. We entrust the meaning to Allah Azza wa Jalla. What's wrong with that? This is important, Ikhwan, because some of the people of innovation, they say the madhab of the Salaf is tafweed, to entrust the meaning to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So what's the difference? The farq between us and them is what? نعم لكن ما هو الفرق بين معتقد أهل السنة والجماعة وهؤلاء المفوضة؟ The difference is, look, the مفوضة, they say these texts about the attributes of Allah, like I said, when Allah said He has a hand. نعم, they say we don't know what it means. They say we entrust the meaning of that to Allah Azza wa Jal. We don't know what it means. So they don't affirm a hand for Allah Azza wa Jal, right? They don't affirm the attributes of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They say we don't know what it means, we entrust the meaning to Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, as for Ahlul Sunnah, we nuthbit as-sifa. We affirm the attribute for Allah Azza wa Jal. We say Allah Azza wa Jal, He said in the Quran, Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arshi istawa, the most merciful, He rose above His throne. Simple. Imam Malik, what did he say? Al-Istiwa ma'lum. We know the meaning of al-Istiwa. To rise, we know this meaning. The meaning in the Arabic language is clear. We affirm it. Now, Allah, He rose above His throne. So we affirm the attribute for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Is that clear to everyone? They don't affirm it. They say we don't know what it means. So according to them, they say the speech of Allah and the speech of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is like foreign speech, which can't be understood by the Arab. Wal-iyadu billah. What they're saying, the speech of Allah can't be understood. We don't know what it means. So therefore, we just entrust the meaning to Allah Azza wa Jal, which is nonsense. No, Ahlul Sunnah, we affirm the attribute for Allah. If Allah mentions an attribute for Himself, we affirm it in a way that is befitting to His Majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do we make tafweed of? What do we entrust to Allah Azza wa Jal? Naam, the kayfiyah, how? Asking how is a bid'ah. Imam Malik, what did he say when the man came to him and he said, he mentioned the ayah, Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa, the most merciful, He rose above the throne. And he said, kayf istawa, how did Allah rise above the throne? Imam Malik said to him, memorize this, because this statement of Imam Malik is the position of Ahlul Sunnah in all of the sifat of Allah Azza wa Jal. He said, Al-Istiwa ma'lum. We know the meaning of Istiwa. It's known to the Arab. We affirm it. It's in the Quran. Naam, so Allah, He rose above His throne. Yes, we affirm that. Nuthbitu. He said, Wal-Kayf majhul. How? We don't know. We don't know. So, Nufawid al-Kayfiyah. How? We entrust to Allah Azza wa Jal, but we affirm the attribute of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَالسُّوَالَ عَنْهُ بِدْعَةً, asking about it is an innovation. And then he commanded him to get out of his circle. Naam, we don't welcome the people of innovation in our circles. Naam, if somebody comes to learn, alhamdulillah, biha wa ni'mat, ahlan wa sahlan. لكن الذي يريد أن يأتي بالشبهات ويجادل, somebody just wants to come and debate and argue and so on and so forth, لا. طيب, but is that understood, the difference between us and the Mufawwidha? That's important, because some people, they claim the madhab of the Salaf is tafweed. نعم. فالواجب على المسلمين أن يستمروا مع الطريق الصحيح وعلى الطريق السلف. That which is obligatory on the Muslims is that we walk upon the correct path, upon the way of the Salaf. ولا يتكلم في الرب إلا بما وصف به نفسه. And no one is to speak about Allah, the Lord, except with what He has described Himself with in the Quran. Yes. نهى عن الجدال في الله. We don't debate and argue as it pertains to Allah and His names and His attributes. الخصومات, these type of arguments and quarrels as it pertains to the names of Allah and His attributes, we stay far away from. بَيَّنَ الْوَاجِبُ وَهُوَ أَن نُقِرَّ الْقُرْآنَ وَالسُّنَّةَ كَمَا جَاءَ. What's obligatory upon us is what? That we affirm what comes in the Qur'an and in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At-taslim, to submit. To submit to what is in the Qur'an from the names and the attributes of Allah azza wa jal. عَلَى مُرَادِ اللَّهِ, to believe in them in the way that Allah azza wa jal intended and the way that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intended. That's what Imam Ahmad, he said. Imam Ahmad, he said that, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, I believe in Allah, in the way that Allah Azza wa Jalla, He wanted me to believe in Him, in the way that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted us to believe in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. هذا هو. And the Shaykh Al-Fawzan, Alhamdulillah, يعني يشرح بالتفصيل, he explains in more detail, لكن نكتفي بهذا بإذن الله تعالى, and we'll continue tomorrow.